somebody, you know, that you can't, you know, people you can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You'd say he's what? He's mighty.
He'd make mad.
You'd say, he, you know, a person like that, he gets mad when the least little thing goes wrong. You'd say, well, he's awfully what? He's awfully
quick-tempered.
And, let's see. Say when, you know, somebody's about to lose a temper, you might, you know, you might try to keep them from losing the temper. You might say, well, just keep
your quiet.
And, let's see. Say if a person's been, you know, doing very well lately, and you hear suddenly that he has some disease, well, you say, well, just the other day he what?
He was well.
Mm-hmm. But now he's
sick.
Say, well, she's sick now, but she'll be up again by how much?
Maybe in a while.
And if a person sometimes, you know, you sit in a, where you get the air blowing on you or something like that, you might, you know, start to cough and everything like that. You do what? You
get strangled or something.
Or you'd say you catch what you might
cold.
Or you usually say catch cold there.
Yeah.
And if it affects your voice, you might say, oh, I couldn't talk because I was what I was.
You're hoarse.
Yes, sir. Right now. If you had a cold, it might give you a what would you call that?
Hacking cold.
Yes. And you might, you know, say you had a cold or something, you might tell your wife, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling just a little
leery.
And say if you were just, you know, you were just tired and everything, you might say, well, I better go to bed because I'm feeling a little
tired.
And you might say, but at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll do what? I'll
get up.
And say, you know, you had one of your children staying here with you, you might, about 8 o'clock in the morning, you might tell your wife, well, it's better getting kind of late, you better go
put him in bed.
And in the morning, you tell them, well, you better go
wake him up.
Yes. And a person who can't hear anything at all, you say he's what? He's
hard of hearing.
Is there anything else you'd use there?
A thief.
Yes, sir. You've been out working real hard, you know, say out with your pig, working real hard, it's been hot, and you come in, you take off your wet shirt, you might say, take off that wet shirt and say, look how I've worn.
Sweated.
Yeah. And what would be your name for, you know, this kind of discharging sore that might come up on your arm or something like that? You know, a lump on your skin there with a big core in it, you might call that a...
Right.
You ever heard people call that anything else?
Nah, I heard them call it a boil.
Is there a difference between those two?
Nah. I guess both are the same thing.
Yeah. And what do people usually call that stuff on the inside of a rod?
Pus.
And what about, you know, say you rub a blister on your foot or something like that? What do people usually call a liquid on the inside of that blister?
Water.
And, you know, if you're in a, say you're in a war, and you get shot, you have to go to the doctor and let him take a look at the what? At the
infection.